हेलो हेलो, वी आर कॉलिंग फ्रॉम ओपिनियन रिसर्च. वी आर कंडक्टिंग अ पब्लिक ओपिनियन सर्वे ऑन लोकल इश्यूज. ऑल योर आंसर्स आर कॉन्फिडेंशियल एंड योर ओपिनियन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू द सक्सेस ऑफ दिस सर्वे. आर यू रजिस्टर्ड वोटर इन मैरीलैंड?
I am.
थैंक यू. साइंटिस्ट सेज क्लाइमेट चेंज इज गेटिंग वर्स due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not concerned at all.
Very concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $115 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Agree or disagree? Agree or disagree?
Can you repeat the question?
Of course. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Extremely.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Extremely.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I will support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each one, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. The first one says, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Expanding quality healthcare?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Improving electrical grid reliability. I'm sorry. Improving electrical grid reliability.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Support.
Strongly or
somewhat?
Okay. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation.
Strongly support.
Thank you. We are halfway at the survey. We're almost done. How convincing Do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The first one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, someone convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all for you?
Not convincing.
And the next one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing? Someone not convincing or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing? Someone not convincing, not convincing at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, to change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion? Would you like me to read the question again?
Please.
Of course. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farm in more parts of the state, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, or diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will not have any impact on you?
Wouldn't have any effect on me.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or not impact on your opinion?
No impact on my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or not impact in your opinion?
No impact on my opinion.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's road, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on out onto consumers? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidate were? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
No. Joe Biden.
Thank you. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist you. It would assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age group do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you.
Democrat.
And what is your race?
African American, black.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.